Come to you this afternoon, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who is truly worthy of our praise. Giving honor to Him and recognizing my pulpit associates, Brother McMillan, Brother Riley, my beautiful wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family. Visitors and friends, people that I don't know, I see. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for your servant is submitted. Speak, Lord, for there is nothing to say until you come. Take control, Lord. Take control right now of this vessel, Lord. And from the pulpit to the pew, take charge right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak a word, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak a Lord, a word, Lord, on this glorious, glorious day, Lord. Speak a word.
Yes, sir, God.
We all stand in need of a word. Someone here came searching, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Speak a word. Someone came broken, Lord God.
Jesus.
Speak a word.
Lord.
Use me, Lord. Do with me what you wish, but use me, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Heavenly Dove. Take charge right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I feel somebody
Hallelujah.
Praying with me.
Yes, sir. God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Attempt to give you the word that God gave me. I'm sure He made it much plainer than I can, but I'll do as much as I can. If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. I'll be starting with the 26th verse. It reads thusly: Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And He made as though He would have gone further. But they constrained Him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And He went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were open. And they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. Hallelujah. And I just want to read another scripture coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you bear with me. Start with that verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." And I want to submit as a title this morning, "A Memory, A Moment, A Mystery." A memory, a moment, a mystery. You know how we like to ask each other, "How was your weekend?" Mm-hmm. And generally, the question, whether it's directed to us or whether it's directed from us, the normal or expected response is about the same. It goes something like, "Oh, it was all right." Or every once in a while, you'll get somebody to say, "It was good." It about covers what the general responses are. But if we as Christians were asked that question this weekend, "So how was your weekend?" Our response should be something different than, "Oh, it was all right," or
"All right, yeah."
Or, "It was good." Our response ought to be, "Wow!" Man, this weekend was all of that.
All right, Dad.
This weekend was really about something. It's, haven't you heard that God executed his long talked about eternal plan on this weekend?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God made it possible this weekend that we could crucify the old man Adam and put on.
Yes, sir.
Good gracious. Wow, man.
Come on now.
Jesus.
What a weekend. Songwriter said, "Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?" I'm excited.
Yes.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart just roll away.
Thank you.
It was there by faith that I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. I'm excited. It's, what a weekend this is. What a weekend that was. And
well,
thank you, God.
Friday. Had such a good time on Friday. What a good Friday it was.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it was a great Friday.
All right now.
A Friday like no other. A miraculous Friday.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory God.
What a weekend. why was Friday such a big deal? It was all about what Jesus Christ did on that Friday.
Yes.
I was speaking to Sister Williams this morning, and she said, Jesus died on that Friday. So what? Why do people call it good? Because it was good for you and me, because yes. He paid a price that...
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We were under burden that we couldn't get from under. We had no remedy, but God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus.
Yes, well, sir. Come on, Jesus.
It was a great Friday.
Great Friday.
Somebody says, what you doing Saturday? I just kind of relaxed and meditated. And chill, people like to say.
Right.
Reflected on what God had done for me on Friday.
Yes.
I remembered yesterday. I started to understand what the cross meant and how the cross was essential for my sanctification, for me to become what I desire to become. It was necessary that God made a way. So I just chilled and reflected on what God had done for me.
Thank you.
It became clear to me that when we start understanding what Jesus had to suffer to pay the price for my sins and your sins, and you just fill up with gratitude when you think about it, when I think about all that He's done for me. So I just chilled and reflected on Saturday and thought about all of the power of what the cross would afford for me because Jesus died.
And yes, sir.
I had a way to be saved.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
What a weekend. So this morning, on Sunday morning, this morning, when I rose, y'all, I didn't have no doubt.
Well,
when I got up out of my bed, I felt like singing. I felt like praising. I felt like shouting. I felt like running this morning when I rose, y'all. I didn't have no doubt. What kind of weekend did I have? What kind of weekend am I having? It's a glorious weekend. What a weekend it is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. A memory.
A memory.
A moment.
A moment.
A mystery. Yeah, when I was studying, I ran across a fellow, his name is David Kaufman, I believe you pronounce it. He's a professor at Princeton, and he talked about memory versus experience. And he talked about something that caught my attention. He talked about an experiencing self.
Uh-huh.
As I just displayed this morning when I rose, my current feeling, what I'm expressing right now, what I'm going through right now, my experiencing self. And and he contrasted it with a remembering self.
Okay.
You don't think about that much, but he pointed out in that he said, most of our actions, most of what we do, when our decisions, when we make a decision, we make our decision based on our remembering self. You with me? You look back and you say, well, I did this last year and it worked good. So I'm going to do it again today. Yeah, that's your experiencing self doing it today, but you did it based on your memory.
All right.
I want y'all to stay with me this morning.
All right.
A memory, a moment, mm-hmm. a mystery. You see, for us to experience this Easter moment. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had somebody to say to you that don't make a decision right now because you're just caught up in the moment? Uh-huh. Say, wait a while before you decide because you're caught up in the moment right now. Uh-huh. We're going to walk through this. I want to give you some basis for this. Some critical concepts for making a moment last. How you make a moment last. When you take in consideration your remembering self, uh-huh. all that I've gone through, all that I know,
yes.
and sometimes even what I think I know. And when I put it into action with my experiencing mm-hmm. self, mm-hmm. let me give you an example. If I look at my remembering self, I might say that I'm saved.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But if I look at my experiencing self, I might say that I'm being sanctified.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to think about how long is a moment? How long is a moment? Mm-hmm. Not a minute. Never heard it defined that way. Sometimes you get caught up depending on what you're doing. You might be excited and you might stay excited for a long mm-hmm. time. How long is a moment?
All right.
Have you ever had a really, really good vacation? And the whole thing, whether you're there a week or whether you're there 2 weeks, the whole thing you just get caught up in it. It's a wonderful moment.
All right now.
Is that right?
Yes.
So how long is a moment? And then when you consider the mystery that we're talking about this morning, that Jesus, who is the mystery, is always here.
Yes.
Amen.
Y'all running with me so far? Y'all. A memory and a moment. You can get caught up
yes.
in the moment and you can stay in the moment if you're living right. And doing right, you can stay right there in that moment. That's based on a memory. That's made possible by a mystery.
All right now.
Thank you, Lord. You see, this morning in Sunday school, in the same scripture that we're here today, the 24th chapter of Luke, when Peter went to the tomb, and when Peter looked for himself and saw that Jesus was gone. He was risen indeed. Nobody knows that all that Peter went through, but it said instantly Peter gained some unshakable faith. Peter called himself up in a moment. He said, oh, this feels so right.
Yes, sir.
I'm caught up in a moment, and I think I'm going to just stay here in this moment and just bask in the glory of God. I'm going to just stay right here. Jesus is always here. Jesus has always been here. Jesus will always be here. And then the final critical concept that we want to understand is how we live in a state of being. Mm-hmm. You see, a Christian is who I am. Uh-huh. So that's my state of being. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, you're not acting like a Christian. You better believe it. I don't act like a Christian. I am a Christian. Makes a difference.
Yes.
A memory, a moment, a mystery. Consider this statement. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me.
Hallelujah.
I get joy is the moment. When I think about is a memory.
Yes.
What he, a mystery,
yes, sir,
has done for me.
Yes.
A memory, a moment, a mystery. Let me give you a memory. 1 Corinthians 23:26 says, for I pass on to you, this is coming from the New Living Translation, for I pass on to you what I receive from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and he gave thanks to God for it.
Yes.
Then he broke it into pieces and said, this is my body which is given for you.
Yes.
Do this to remember me.
Yes.
In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people. An agreement confirmed with my blood.
Yes.
Do this to remember me as often as ye drink it.
Yes.
For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes.
Right.
Again, it's a different morning here where we combine Easter and communion Sunday. It just ties it all together. It's, and then when we consider a moment, have you ever experienced the Easter moment? I don't even know if we can describe this Easter reality that we're dealing with this moment. That Easter moment when God's power breaks into your life. That Easter moment when no matter what's going on, it seems that it's all right because God is in charge.
Yes.
Things are not going the way that you want them to go, but just for a moment, everything is all right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Have you ever been able to find peace right in the midst of a storm when you didn't think anybody or anything could help you out, but when you focus on him, you discover that there was an Easter moment awaiting you.
Yes.
An Easter moment where you found peace.
All right.
Right in the midst of it all. Everything going side to side and all around the places, but right in the midst of it.
In the midst of it.
I found peace for a moment.
Well.
Thank you, Father.
This peace that's afforded to us by this ultimate power of Jesus, the mystery that lives even today.
Yes.
And because he lives,
well,
I can face
tomorrow.
I can face it. It really doesn't matter what's going to come my way tomorrow, because as long as he lives, I can face tomorrow. This moment.
Yes.
If you look at this moment, when Paul said in Corinthians that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, it might make you think that the cross was an afterthought.
All right now.
And that it had not been planned from the beginning. But if you look in Revelations where it says that the Lamb was slain from the foundations of the world. So yes. God had it all mapped out. He said it's not that Jesus came. Jesus always was.
Yes, well, sir. Mm-hmm.
Jesus always will be.
Yes.
Get caught up in the moment. Mm. You see, if you get caught up in the moment, you see, this moment can just stay here forever, because I'm not looking back or forth. I'm just in the moment.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Feels good to be in the moment, don't it?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And you can stay there as long as you wish, as long as you do what God tells you to do and submit to him, you can stay in the moment. Good God Almighty, this is Jesus. A good Easter moment.
All right, caught up.
He rose.
Yes.
He rose from the dead. And because he rose,
yes, sir.
I've been set free.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He was here before the physical cross.
Well. Mm-hmm.
The enduring the cross.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
My Bible tells me in Matthew that at the very moment.
Yes.
That the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two and torn from the top to the bottom. Use your sanctified imagination with me.
Yes, sir.
It tells me that the earth shook and rocks split apart and the tombs were opened.
Yes,
and the bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead.
Yes. Thank you.
They left the cemetery.
All right now.
Come on then.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people.
Yes, sir.
But listen to this. It said the Roman officer, the other soldiers at the crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened. And they said, this man truly was the Son of God.
Yes.
They almost got it right.
Almost.
But they just had the verb tense wrong. They said this man was the Son of God, and not that this man is the Son of God, that this man will always be the Son of God.
Yes, sir, God.
They got caught up in the moment, but as fast as they grasped the moment, they lost it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
They didn't get it, but we get it.
Yes, sir.
I got
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
There you live.
Close it is.
And after that physical cross,
yes,
you can hear Paul says in Galatians 2:20 that my old self,
oh, sir,
has been crucified with Christ.
That's right.
Yes, sir. God.
It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God.
Yes.
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
I can stay in the moment.
Stay in it.
I can live.
Yes, sir, God.
In the moment. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can walk and not fall. I can go through the storm and it does not affect me. I can just live right here in the moment.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah. See, when we experience Jesus Christ, we are transformed. Mm-hmm. And this transformation will last as long as we continue to walk in God's love.
Yes, sir, God.
The primary goal of this ongoing transformation is to make us like Jesus in every way. The transformation of God's love changes who we are and what we believe. He lives. He lives. I serve a risen Savior.
Risen.
He's in the world
today.
Yes.
I see his hand of mercy.
Yes, sir, God.
I hear his voice of cheer.
Yes.
And just the time I need him.
All right. All right.
He's always near.
Always.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life narrow way. He lives.
He lives.
He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me
how I know.
How I know he lives.
Lives.
He lives within my heart. In the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary when you're going through things, when you're ready to throw up your hands and just stop, but I will not despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearance will come at last. Preachers used to say it, midnight hour, late at night when you're all by yourself.
Yes, sir, God.
When it's so dark you don't know which way to go, but they tell me that it's the dark is just before the dawn.
Yes, sir, Lord. Yes.
And on this Easter morning, when you consider the weekend that you had, when they took our Jesus and they put him in the grave, that was on that Friday, that Good Friday, they laid him in the tomb. And he laid there all night Friday, all night Saturday. But you know the story. The old preachers, which I am now, they said on Sunday morning, and they say it like this, they say, early.
Early.
Yes, early.
They say about three times, they say, I said, early.
Early.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
early on that Sunday morning.
Yes, sir.
He got up.
Yes, sir.
With all power. In his hand. So that you and I can experience the Easter moment. The Easter moment, that moment
Jesus.
When nothing can touch you. The only thing that controls you is him. That Easter moment that you
Jesus.
Can stay in. You never have to leave. You never have to let this world, when it knocks you down,
right.
stand back up.
Yes.
We serve a risen Savior. He's alive. He's in the world
today.
All you have to do when you're going through something, call out to him. You don't have to yell. You can just whisper his
yes.
name.
Yes.
He lives. A memory of that cross. A moment
yes.
that can last always. Because of the mystery
yes, sir, God.
That is Jesus. A memory Son, the one that they call Jesus,
yes, sir,
that came and lived and died to buy our pardon. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for making it possible for
yes,
us
sir. Yes, sir.
To live continually in a sanctified state of being, continually being sanctified. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise your name, Lord.
Yes, sir.
We remember what you've done for us
yes.
on this day, Lord, as we partake of these elements. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We trust you, and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.